This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello there.
Shall we open the door today and see who's there?
Who's outside today? Any Colleen Nolans around? Nobody. Empty office.
Ian Dempsey's producer.
Come here, Callum. Tell us the gossip at the wedding you went on Friday. You were out in Rathfarnham.
Yeah, it was just a lovely. It was
in Buglers, wasn't it?
Yeah,
good pub.
A good pub, a very big pub. It kind of curves around and everything. And it was a bit weird because it was. I'm going to a wedding in September in Italy, and it's their wedding.
Yeah,
but yesterday was the legal ceremony.
So it was just like kind of Friday. So it was like just a casual few drinks. Like,
yeah. So they are now married. They are now husband and wife.
Yeah.
But the thing in Italy in September is very performative.
Who are these people?
The girl that got married, Lydia, is one of Linda's friends from school.
Right, okay.
It's funny, like, my parents, so, like, neighbours we used to have in the place where I grew up in very rural Waterford, the girl who's, like, my brother's age, to me, she's a child, but anyway, she's not. She's a grown woman, and she had a baby, and they got married the other day. But they did it very chilled out, like, pretty much like the Dublin, what's the one in Dublin? City Hall, but the equivalent in Cork. And
Still City Hall, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe Cork City Hall, yeah. They had a couple of witnesses. But then on the Saturday night, they had a big party like at her mom's house, which is like next door to where we used to live. And my mom was telling me on the phone, but then they're going off to like Italy or somewhere to have something small performative with just the friends. But like the family aren't going to that bit.
The Italy thing is the big thing because like there's people coming from America over for Italy and everything.
Is it asking a bit much to be like, come to my party and then come to Italy?
Yeah, I don't know. I think doing that is weird.
I'm asking, like, it's all changing, like, the way they
like, this one, there was no presents, there was no cards, there was no nothing. It was just, we're getting in the pub, we're doing this, yada, yada, yada. And, it was really nice. But it was so funny because Friday was when the wedding was, but it was also mine and Linda's anniversary.
Oh, yeah, your post was cute.
So everyone...
I really enjoyed your post, actually.
Thank you very much. So when we all got there, it all stopped about the wedding for about 5 minutes, and it was all...
You
were like, no, we're here for a wedding.
When are you proposing?
when are you? I've been in the relationship the least out of this. You live with a man.
It's up to Jack. What was I going to say?
When are you proposing?
I'd say probably tomorrow. but last Friday, when Callum dropped over some...
close to your house.
Yeah, I brought them home with me to my house so that he could collect them after, right? So
we did the whole hoo-ha of this on Friday's podcast where it took about Dave 17 minutes to find out what the plan was.
I finally got it. And the suitcase, I arrived home, the suitcase was there. And so what I did was I said I'd put in some sweets for Callum and Linda. Mm. So when they open, they get to their hotel room, they'll have some nice little... jelly snakes.
That's cute.
That I thought they'd enjoy.
Well, Linda's a vegetarian, so she can't eat jellies.
Right. there was no thank you at all.
He didn't even text you.
He didn't say thank you. He texted me and he said, did you put these in my case?
No.
I said, yes.
Who else?
It was Nerds. You know the sweet Nerds?
Very American.
Yes, very American. But they were the snakes. And I said, yes, I am the nerd fairy. And he sent me a gif of the guy who goes, Fairly Odd Parents! In Fairly Odd Parents.
And no thank you.
And no thank you. And then this morning...
I thought it was a bit of an invasion of privacy. Because what if I had something...
But I didn't... I didn't,
like a vibrator.
I didn't unlock. I just shoved them in.
Okay.
I just slipped them in. And then... And I was like, I bet she's going to fucking hate this because I've opened his case.
Bag,
and I was like, but then I thought, he doesn't have a lock on it. He always has a lock on it. So he's welcoming me to go and have a look. I didn't have a look. but then he texts me, or not did he text me, he tells me this morning, oh, the Nerds, they're disgusting.
Not only did he not say thank you, he shat all over them.
And then he was like, and Linda's a vegetarian, so she can't eat them. And I was like, okay.
Do you know what the lesson is? Don't do nice things.
Don't do nice things.
I really appreciate the effort. Now you put it like that, I feel terrible. But in my head, it was
what
like...
What other way was there to...
All I was doing was James rifled through my suitcase, put some sweets in,
I
and they don't
swear, there's not a fucking amount of money in the world that could get me to open your suitcase and go through it. I would be terrified of what I'm going to find. Terrified.
Organisation.
I don't know what you're like. Behind when these mics go down, I don't know you.
I'm very vanilla.
On it, on it, on it. Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello! How are we? What's
morning.
Going on? Hello, hello, hello. God, what a weekend weather-wise. Wasn't it just amazing to see that sun out?
Sorry, water is wet and I have food in my mouth.
What do you mean water is wet?
As in, like, these are obvious things that happen in the world every single time the show starts, I have food in my mouth.
Oh,
sorry.
I get you. I thought you meant water is wet as in, like, obviously the weather was nice at the weekend.
No, the sky is blue, water is wet, and I have food in my mouth.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Taxes, death, and Dave having food in his mouth. You're wearing a hat today from Aloe, yeah. And I love it.
Yeah. Can I reveal the
truth? Oh, was I not allowed to say that?
It's not real, like.
It's not real?
No.
Oh, well. I got Who cares about
I
that?
I got it in a market in Bangkok.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know that that's fake.
I know, but I can't help. Like, I'm the kind of person, I'm the OG Penny's hun. I can't just take a compliment. I have to be like, but that's fake, David. It's
it's
fake,
the same
it's
with your
real.
Prada glasses, which you were wearing the other day, and I thought they looked really cool.
Also fake.
I love this. I need to find your fake store because...
Honestly, the difference between the fake, you have to find the... I don't even know if I should be saying this.
Anyway. I'm sure you can. Everyone in the world owns fake stuff.
I know.
Who's going to be listening? Aloe?
Maybe.
Prada? No, I doubt
it.
Yeah.
I was in town the other day and...
It's not like a dodgy box. Do you know what I mean? You can say you have fake stuff.
I suppose that's true, isn't it? Yeah. In town the other day, coming in to meet a friend, Drury Buildings. Obviously, Fade Street's a disaster now because you can't have outdoor seating. Mm-hmm. So everyone just wanted a little slice of the sunshine and there was just queues and queues and queues for people trying to get outdoor seats. So we ended up sitting inside, which was grand. But as I went outside at one point, just trying to scout around again, seeing do we have any chance at all of getting anywhere, I spotted my friend's little brother with his girlfriend and I just said, give me a text if you're leaving.
And oh, because they had a seat, did they?
They had a seat.
Savage.
And when they left, we got one and I swear we were given glares from everyone in that queue. It's not watching O2, you know, I'm telling
you. There was a queue.
Of people waiting to get an outdoor seat.
And you took it.
It's who, you know?
You're dead right.
Would you do the same?
Yeah, oh, 100%. It's a brand new week. It's Monday, which means we look forward to the week ahead. We don't look backwards.
No, no,
we never look at maybe mistakes we've made or anything like that. Hey, morning, Callum.
Hello. We're going backwards. What a week it's been. The days are getting longer. We've had an unreal weekend at Wellfest over the last few days. And there's another bank holiday in just a few weeks.
Yes.
I think 3 weeks. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Boo.
Sorry, when's that banker? 1st of June?
Yes.
Savage.
The June bank holiday. We had a lot of chat about words on the show last week, and Emma was telling us about typoglycemia. It's where people can understand words even when the letters are jumbled up. But she struggled with the word typoglycemia.
Classic. But this is a phenomenon that I never heard the name of called typoglycemia. Typoglycemia.
Ah, fantastic start, by the way. You should see Emma Nolan's face. Eyes closed and just accepting the fate. I love it.
Just another feeling of, I have no business in this job, really.
Okay. It's one of my favourites. That is one of my favourites, but also the app Preply and Emma calling it pre-ply as if it's a toilet paper thing.
Yeah,
I loved that. Loved that.
Good time.
Three-ply, pre-ply. On Thursday's girly quiz, Dave was asked what shop used to be called Hens and Moritz. And I just love when the penny dropped and he clocked what the answer was.
San Moritz? Isn't that a thing? But I think that's a tan. And also a place. Hens and Moritz. H&M! Oh my God! It's H&M!
I need to hear
final answer. Yeah! Come on! Ole! 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 There has never been elation like it on this show.
That was one of the best bits of last week.
It was huge.
Not worst bits.
For the ole, ole, ole's to come out on question one.
I mean, that's a confidence thing right there.
It's a risky move. On Friday, Emma found out that Drury Street isn't much fun anymore after the pubs have been told that they can't have outside seating by the city council. And she was fuming.
Oh, go away. Mm. They are so they own the streets now, do they?
They do.
Council, I
suppose they do.
They are the council.
I normally give them a big wave in the mornings, but I won't be doing that anymore.
I do. What do you mean? Who do you wave to?
The lads to be out.
The corpo.
Yeah, the cleaning fellas.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, yeah, okay. They're not making the decision.
Yeah, they didn't shut the street.
But they're still part of it. I'll still give them a wave.
You can wave to them.
Okay.
You can wave to them. They're good.
They're sound.
Yeah. Some suits in some big offices somewhere.
Oh, don't mind them.
Who've never had a Bambino's in their life. And finally, I don't know what was in the water last week, but I was catching strays left, right and centre. Firstly, being accused of showering in a car wash, and secondly, for having childish pyjamas. Now, in fairness, I'm with you there, Sarah. I don't own a car, but I'm just scared of those machines. Yeah. I think it's going to come.
They're very that's how Callum showers.
What does Callum wear? He's Winnie the Pooh pyjamas.
I don't even remember saying the thing about the car wash, but that's very funny and well done past me.
I'll have you know that I actually don't sleep in Winnie the Pooh pyjamas. I sleep with in a nightgown with a candle and
a, and a little droopy hat.
Get off my lawn.
Oh, I love it.
I don't have a lawn. I've been producing Callum and they've been the worst bits of last week.
Thank you, Callum.
I enjoyed them. Very good. Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
So, on Tuesday, Callum plays this game called Top 10 Tuesday.
He does.
Okay, and it's basically where he gives us a blank list of 10 things and we have to fill in that blank list. So say, for example, he'll give us things like celebrities with the most amount of Instagram followers mm-hmm. or like dart stations in alphabetical order, that kind of vibe, right? Mm-hmm. And we have to fill out that top 10. This is kind of similar, except I'm not going to do the whole game or anything like that. It's just basically new data has showed that fans are still using celebrity names as passwords, right?
Really?
With a certain someone topping the list of the most hacked UK stars. Like, so say, for example, this person hasn't been hacked the most, but people have been hacked the most because they have this person as their password.
Gotcha. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Sparking warnings over weak online security habits and things like that, right? I was reading this article and I enjoyed this this sentence. It says, in other words, some fans are literally using pop stars as their passwords and hackers are loving it.
Lame!
I thought that was quite funny. Now, I'm going to give you number one.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you've seen number one. Number one is Harry Styles. He is the most used password
really?
That is a celebrity's name, right?
Yeah.
But there's also TV personalities. And you are not going to believe first place on the TV personalities list. So I have two lists, right? And I just want you to throw out some names. You don't have to get them all right like a top 10 Tuesday thing. I'm just curious, what do you think?
What do you think?
Yeah.
If I was a hacker, I'd be
exactly.
Like,
who would you try?
We're trying to get in there. Okay, so can I just start generally, not the TV personalities first and foremost. If you said Harry Styles, Taylor Swift...
Taylor Swift.
Is she on the list?
That's such a good guess. She's not in the list.
Oh, okay, random.
I don't know how.
What about Post Malone?
Post Malone is not in the list.
Do you know what's so awkward? Whenever we do anything on the show about passwords, I've like so many thoughts and like things I want to share. And then you're like, you can't share that. You're leaving yourself so vulnerable to be hacked. But I will say this. At one point, you know, you have to do the thing in work where it's like you need to do a new password.
Yeah, yeah.
One day I just looked around my desk and there was a chocolate bar there. So I went through a phase of just doing different chocolate bar names.
Love
with different
that.
Asterisks and then different.
That's brilliant. I'm a big fan of that.
And different like numbers after it. Don't hack me.
No, but that's the way around it because like I'm sure with this password list, people's passwords was just like Harry Styles in all lowercase. But if you throw like an at symbol for the A
exactly.
and the dollar sign for the S, it makes it more secure. So if
it
you
does,
went for
yeah.
Dairy Milk with the at for the A and then an exclamation mark for the I, that's a lot more secure.
Yeah. Can I jump over to TV personalities? Ant and Dec.
Not on the list, but very,
shocking.
Very, very good. So what I mean by TV personalities is that not maybe necessarily TV presenters, just people who are famous from like maybe reality TV. Like I'll give you number one, right? You're not going to believe this. Number one, TV personalities found in breached passwords is Jedward.
It was Go on, lad!
It's used in 8,503 breached passwords.
That is so funny.
Isn't that nuts?
Yup, the boys. Okay, well, this is just rogue then.
So, but let's go back to music because obviously number one was Harry Styles.
Yeah.
It's gotta be something.
So you can probably guess the other four.
Really?
Yeah.
Zayn Malik.
Is number three.
Liam Payne.
Is number four.
Niall Horan.
Is number two.
Louis Tomlinson.
Is number six. Wouldn't he be raging?
Louis.
He's not
a great
number
day
five.
For Irish people in passwords.
It is.
Niall Horan at number two and Jedward at number one of the TV ones.
But what I find funny is it's Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Zayn Malik, Liam Payne. We skip one and then we go to Louis Tomlinson.
I know, poor Louis, God love.
Who is one of the biggest artists in the world?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, he's number five.
Really?
Yeah. Some others on that list are Amy Winehouse, used in 18,130 passwords.
Come on, Amy.
Breach passwords. James Blunt, Robbie Williams, and Dua Lipa.
James.
I don't know how James Blunt is used.
Why does this make me so happy
it's
for someone?
Funny, I know. If I was
you're
used,
still relevant, bro.
Can someone use us as a password?
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Please.
Just put the at symbol.
No one will
Fiona's
ever guess
day.
It, ever. In TV personalities, in number two, we have Katie Price.
Go on, yeah.
Right,
go on.
We've Danny Dyer.
Cool. Yeah.
We've Simon Cowell.
All right.
We've one of the most famous chefs in the world.
Gordon.
Yes, Gordon Ramsay. Mary Berry, which to be fair is quite a good password.
That's funny.
Joey Essex in seventh place. Noel Fielding in eighth place. This is where it gets nuts.
I'm sorry, but how does a hacker go, do you know what now? This girl, Claire.
Who does she love?
I think she gives me real Joey Essex
vibes. I'd say they probably made the passwords ages ago.
But before, like, you run out of password tries, they're like, I have it. It's Joey Essex.
That's a very good show. I'd imagine it's not hackers guessing it. It's hackers bypassing the actual software and figuring out everybody's password.
I'm with you.
Do you know what I mean? They're not guessing.
It's funnier if you imagine that they're guessing.
But ninth place is Ekin Sue. Ekin Sue. That is crazy. And 10th is even weirder. Is Susan Boyle. Who is using Susan?
Do you know what? No, but this kind of makes sense because the password that I still use to this day.
Callum, be careful.
I'm not going to say it. Is the password that I set up in 2004.
Mm.
So Susan Boyle was a very early Britain's Got Talent. So I think it just sticks with people.
Yeah. I used to have a go-to password, like from, again, 2011 kind of time, and only recently had an issue with my software and my PC, and I was like under pressure by tech here to be like, come up with the password. And I was like, and I reverted. To like the 2011 one, changed a few symbols.
Do you know tech here in work, they created my password.
Right.
They just were like, here's your laptop, here's your password. And it's so funny what it is because they obviously just looked up and went, yeah, grand. It was like TV screen, window blind, window sun. Do you know what I mean? Clock time. Do you know what I mean? That they just, two things that they could see and then just put a number in.
Well, I urge you this morning, if you have to go in and you're faced with time to change your password, think of a random chocolate bar and add your own.
I like that.
An Ekin Sue.
An Ekin Sue.
What more do you need? Or no, go Louis Tomlinson. Get him off the
ranking. Yeah, that'd be nice for Louis. I said I didn't love it because I do. I'm a couple minutes out from listening to you. Oh, shut it. Bella Kay, and I love it, I love it, I love it. You're on spin. Well, I hope you weren't asleep there. Bella Kay.
I get very enthusiastic about her. She was in the Academy last night, and like, I know how annoying I can be at gigs. I get very enthusiastic, but that's...
You're a hype queen.
I'm a hype queen, but that song was playing and she was trying to sing it and she couldn't because the crowd were just taking over.
Really?
As in, obviously, class, great feedback for Bella, but it was like, I can't hear her.
Oh, guys. Listen, we've teamed up with the Cusack Hotel Group to give you a midweek overnight stay for a family of four, including breakfast and all access tickets to Emerald Park.
You're planning a family getaway, could be a couple's break or even your dream wedding. All three award-winning hotels offer the perfect escape in the heart of Meath in the Newgrange, the Ardboyne and the Castle Arch Hotel.
I'm from Meath, but I know where Newgrange is, I don't know where Ardboyne is, and I don't know where the Castle Arch Hotel is, but I can guarantee you they're in lovely spots because there is not an ugly place in Meath.
Meath is a great county.
It's a gorgeous county. Plus, don't miss their upcoming wedding showcases June 7th at the Ardboyne and June 14th at the Newgrange and July 26th at the Castle Arch.
We obviously have that lovely prize to give away this morning, and on to play is both Keith and Chloe. Keith, what's the crack? What are you up to this morning?
Just walking away.
What
delivering.
What do you do? What do you deliver, Keith?
Work for a pharmaceutical company.
Ah, very good.
Good for you. Very important work. We also have Chloe on the line. Chloe, did you have a nice weekend?
I did. It was lovely.
What did you do, Chloe?
A little bit of working and then hanging out with the family.
Working on the weekend, Chloe. What do you do?
What's your line of work?
I'm in college to be a teacher, so have to work on the weekend.
There's never any break, is there?
Yeah, you go straight from the study into the working at the weekend.
Very good.
Okay, guys, here's how this is going to work. We'd love you both to win this morning with the Cusack Hotel Group, but only one of you can win this morning. What we do have is 10 hotel rooms in front of us and they're all locked. The key card only works for one of them.
You, Keith, and you, Chloe, will take it in turns to choose a hotel room and unlock the door. If the key card opens the door, you win the prize. If it doesn't, then we move on to the next player, all right? We keep playing until we open that hotel room door. Keith, given that you're on line one, we will go to you first. Keith, choose a door between 1 and 10.
Number 9.
Interesting first choice. Ah,
no joy there.
Chloe. All right, Chloe, over to you.
Number 7.
Nothing
there. It's never number 7 on the first go. Never. Callum hates number 7. I don't know what it is about him. Keith, back over to you.
Number 2.
Oh,
Keith, congratulations. You have checked into the Cusack Hotel Group. Congratulations. Now, Chloe, you haven't won today, but what I will say is I would like a new rule where the loser stays on, okay? So what I'd like you to do is come back tomorrow and see if you can win tomorrow against another player. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Fantastic.
We're determined, Chloe, to get you sorted as well, Chloe.
We'll catch you then.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good luck, Chloe.
Just so you know, your choices are between the Cusack Hotel Group. You can go to the New Grange, the Arbonne, or the Castle Arch. Will you have to do a bit of Googling, or do you know yourself which one you'd like to go to?
A little bit of Googling, I think.
That's fair enough, Keith. Fair enough.
See,
well, congratulations.
The nicest spa.
You have won one of those. A nice midweek overnight stay for a family of four, including breakfast and all access tickets to Emerald Park. Do you have kids, Keith?
I have two kids, yeah.
This is perfect for them.
They'll be delighted.
I'm so glad. Keith, have a fantastic time. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Bye-bye. And another chance for you to win, same time tomorrow on the show. Get in just before 7:30 and win just after 7:45. And that depends on if we're on time
Go
tomorrow.
Go to the best county in Ireland.
America, for once, very late to the party on an artist. Suddenly America's sweetheart, but we've known about Zara Larsson and loved her for years over here. There she is with Midnight Sun here on Spin. Hello.
I'm kind of hoping she does get as big as Taylor Swift because I can be like, I interviewed her, except I hope she doesn't because I don't know where that interview is and I have no way of proving it.
Oh, I know.
But
yeah.
I did ask her to go for a pint with me and she said yes.
Did she?
Yeah, it was a huge moment.
On the record.
On the record. But I just cannot prove it.
Okay.
At all. Come here. Do you remember last year or something, there was a huge TV show that everyone was talking about? Name that TV show.
Last year, a TV show everyone was talking about, Hunger Games.
No, that's a movie.
Right, great. Well done,
TV
Emma.
Show. So I'll give you a clue. It really sparked conversation about misogyny in the world.
Oh, is that the one recently about manhood or something?
Adolescence.
Oh, right. No, what's the one at the moment I'm thinking of? The one like Andrew Tate and all has talked about it.
Yeah, that's kind of it's kind of
Manosphere.
Oh, that was Louis Theroux's documentary. Yeah, yeah. No,
okay,
this one was the one with like Owen Cooper and things, and he's
toxic
like
masculinity.
Yeah, that kind of a vibe. Adolescence. I remember watching that when it came out. It was very good. I've since rewatched it. Still very good. How the hell is it still winning awards?
I know. I felt like I heard that they won.
I feel like it's done three loops of the awards.
I agree. I feel like it winning last night feels like out of the remit.
It was at the BAFTAs last night, and I was like, "What are you doing at the BAFTAs?
Did they not have? Did they not win BAFTAs last year for that show?"
It makes absolutely no sense. It's like Desperate Housewives winning a BAFTA
now.
This was old news. How are you still picking up awards?
I totally agree with you. Also, did you see how tall Owen Cooper has become?
That is crazy.
He's proper an adolescent and has just had such a growth spurt. He's like way taller than Stephen Graham now.
He's absolutely huge. But yeah, anyway, congratulations. But they're still winning awards.
Oh, go away. I'm sick of them now.
Honestly,
they had their moment.
Get a new TV show. I know it was groundbreaking. Also, I think there's like a potential for a season two, or did it get the green flag? I think it did. It's something like that. I'm like, why? It was perfect.
It was.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, it was. And I can't even remember how it wrapped up last time. Did he end up in prison?
Yeah, he goes prison.
He was in prison, yeah.
And the family are just kind of driving around and And then the child, as in Owen Cooper's character, rings the dad and was like, yeah, I'm going to change my plea to guilty.
Yes,
and
that's
they were
how
like,
it wrapped.
All right, okay. It was mad. What a
and
show.
How family cope with it all as well. It was just brilliant.
Yeah, what a
do you
show.
Know what? The season two would work, though, based on the fact that he probably would be left it. You know, like,
yeah, but it was
forward.
Perfect. I just thought, like, leave it there.
Leave it alone, yeah. Stephen Graham can do no wrong, though, if he's involved.
Clearly,
again.
He will in the next award 5 years. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Welcome to a new week.
Hey, what's going on?
The Tricky 10 on the show in about 3 minutes' time. Do have to fill you in on Friday, though, because myself, Dave, and Fiona were due to meet at, 1:30 for a few drinks in town to catch up. And Dave on the show had a bit of a wobbler when he realised live on the air that Fiona intended on bringing her little lad, her new baby, Bobby, along.
I know it's...
And no pun intended, but Dave kind of threw his toys out of the pram about this, saying, no, I want Fiona's attention.
Not that I want her attention, but I just feel like, you know the way when people have a kid, and I will be the exact same when I have a kid, and I know it's the meanest thing I'll ever say on the radio, right? And I'm fully aware I'll probably get cancelled for it. But when you have a kid, right, no one cares.
Oh, I disagree. I really care.
So when I have a kid, I'll be like, no, I'll bring the kid to town. And people will be like, why? I don't know the kid. I've nothing in common with the kid.
You're such a man. You're such a typical man.
Why am I forced to hang out with him?
My point is, Dave had a bit of a wobbler on air. Fiona heard this back from people going, Dave's giving out that you're bringing Bobby. And I had two messages. I'm not going to, like, just literally two messages.
Go on.
At different points across the weekend going, did Fiona ever bring the baby? Dying to know.
I got my way.
To people saying, no. No Bobby on Friday. But what's funny is, we never even got a chance to catch up because Dave, Fiona and I met at Sheehan's, wandered over to Kyo's, got a seat outside, and honestly for 2 hours became best friends with three 50-year-old men from Carlow who were in Dublin to celebrate their friend's 50th birthday. And we just, honestly, it started with like, oh, these lads are sound, to like when one of them disappeared for a second, it was like, where's Donal gone? Where's Donal? Have you seen Donal? Our new friend Donal.
If you've ever seen anything in Carlow, anything at all, they own it.
That's the impression we
got. They own it. Like, name anything in Carlow, that's theirs. They own it. They were the most connected men in the entire of Carlow.
They gave me three business cards. Being like,
I woke up yesterday and I looked at it. I was like, what the hell is this? I was like, ah, Pat, I might give him a ring.
Yeah, he was like, if you ever need anything in Carlow, give me a shout. I love them so much.
They were our best friends. We talked to them for 3 hours.
I got in the Lewis home and was like, I don't even know how Fiona is. I never even got a chance to talk to her. And that's testament to the three lads from Carlow.
They went
out at 2 o'clock. They spoiled us so much going in there to the bar that I was like, I need to leave. It was 4 o'clock. It was useless.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky. First Tricky 10 of the week, it's Danielle on to give it a go. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. It was nice. I was working on Saturday and then we took a trip up the north yesterday.
Why is everyone working on the weekends? This is not fair.
I'm in college during the week, so.
That's the second person we've spoken to today.
Exact same person.
So you have the weekend job?
Yeah.
To keep you out for a few drinks during the week at college.
Very nice. What do you do for work, Danielle?
I'm a student nurse at the moment.
What are you studying in college?
Nursing, general nursing.
Obviously. Sorry, I'm ticked, Danielle. I haven't really woken up.
Imagine your weekend job being a nurse.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a big job for your weekend job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an incredible thing to do,
Danielle. It's busy.
Come here, when you play the Tricky 10 in the car or wherever you are, how do you do? How do you get along?
I give it a go. Four or five.
Not bad scores.
It's fun, yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of fun to play.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you came forward and you're going to give it a go this morning. If you do top the leaderboards, you'll win a Brown Thomas voucher to treat yourself.
Lovely.
Very nice. Yeah.
And obviously, if you have the 10 this morning, you can take a weekend off this weekend and win the €1,000 and spend that during the weekend.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But yeah.
All right, Danielle, welcome on into the Tricky 10. Where are you from, by the way?
Thank you. I'm from
Kindalkin,
but
very
I live in
Kinnegad
now. Yeah.
You live in Kinnegad? Wow, that's a bit far out, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that. I'm a big fan of your service station.
When we first moved down, I didn't realise that it was, I thought it was like a shopping centre, then realised that it was like a Texaco.
Yeah, I love that. Welcome
on
in.
God, is that Dundrum Town?
No, it's a Kinnegad Plaza. Is it a plaza, Danielle?
It's called the Plaza,
Very good, love it. Yeah. All right, well, Danielle, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer if you don't know the answer.
Okay.
Just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of this week, you win a Brian Thomas voucher. And if you answer all 10 questions correct, we give you €1,000 on the spot. Now, it's a new week, meaning you'll top the leaderboard no matter what score you get. So the pressure is literally zero, all right? Emma's going to ask your questions the very best of luck. A lot of questions are going to come towards you very, very fast. So just take a breath and think about it and then guess, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Wishing you the best of luck. Danielle, 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. The chemical formula for water is H2O.
2.
Wellfest celebrated how many years in Dublin this weekend?
5.
The name of a mint after-dinner chocolate is called an after-what?
8.
How many Die Hard films have there been?
3.
Drumcondra and Beaumont are in which Dublin postal district?
9.
The Poor Tunnel opened in December of the year 2000 and what?
Four.
In Family Guy, how many children do Lois and Peter Griffin have?
Four.
Sam Fender released a song called What Teen Going Under?
One.
How many goals did Arsenal score against West Ham yesterday?
Two.
And if I sliced a pizza in quarters, how many slices would I have?
Eight.
All right, Danielle, how do you think you did?
They come really fast.
Why are you coming fast? One of my favourite things on the internet. All right, Danielle, let's find out your score.
0, 1, 2, 3
Ooh, Danielle, a score of 3.
You're fine.
Do you know what? I will say this, Danielle. Tough questions. They'd give you an easy question and then they'd go really, really hard to punish you.
I noticed that.
And then they'd go really easy again and then they go hard to punish you. That's what I found. All right, let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. Welfare celebrated 10 years in Dublin this weekend, not 5. How many Die Hard films have there been? You said 3. The answer was actually 5. Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Live Free or Die Hard, and A Good Day to Die Hard. I've never heard of those last two.
I don't think they did very well.
The Port Tunnel opened in December of the year 2000, and you said 4, but it's 2006. In Family Guy, Lois and Peter have 3 children, not 4. That's Stewie, Meg and Chris. The dog Brian is a pet, I presume. Sam Fender released a song called What Teen Going Under. You said 1 teen. You created a number. 1 teen. It's 17 going under.
How many goals
did Arsenal score against West Ham yesterday? It was, in fact, 1 and not 2. And if I sliced a pizza in quarters, how many slices would I have? You said 8, but the answer would just be 4.
This is a classic Callum question. If I just said, how many pieces in, like, if I had a in quarters, but the pizza thing just made you go, what do you mean? What's different?
If I sliced in quarters, how many slices would I have? No, I'd still go 4.
I know, I get that, but I just think the pizza was irrelevant.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
It just made me think about pizza.
Danielle,
these are making me feel better. Thank you.
It wasn't to be today, but I hope you had fun. Did you?
Yeah, go
get yourself something nice there in the Kinnegad services.
I'm going into placement now, so
perfect. Have a great day, Danielle.
Thanks a million. Thanks, guys. Bye. Have a nice week.
You too. All right, we'll play again tomorrow, and if you want to take it on, get in touch with us now.
What a lovely person.
I know, she's class, isn't
she? Very nice, Danielle.
Tricky in a WhatsApp. Win your lovely Brown Thomas voucher and a grand if you get all 10 questions correct. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103.
And our respect.
You're on Spin.
I've been talking about this all morning and I'm excited to finally be able to talk about it in full. Basically, about a year ago, I got really into bird watching. I don't know why. I just decided, I think I was on Temu and I saw one of them, like, bird feeders. And I was like, that'd be cool to watch. Mm. And so what I decided to do was get a bird feeder. And then it just kind of became a squirrel feeder. Unfortunately, I wasn't really getting many birds. It was just mainly squirrels in my house.
Yes, I remember this. You were upset about that.
I was. We were trying to get rid of the squirrels and just have the birds. So I all of a sudden thought, wow, I'm really into this, and then kind of forgot about it. And then I was on Instagram a couple of days ago and I came across a video of a very early on video of a blue tit arriving in like a maid box with a camera in the box. Mm-hmm. And thankfully the camera does not affect the blue tit at all. The blue tit doesn't get scared of it. So what we've seen is a kind of a whole story of life through this camera, because it started off with the blue tit moving in. Now, the person who runs the page is called Fionn B. Wild Nature. Well, he's called Fionn O'Donoghue, but the page is called Fionn B. Wild Nature. And what we see is the blue tit moving in, building a nest, laying eggs. And I've learned so much, by the way. So, like, they lay one egg a day. So it's not like they lay 5 eggs at a time. They lay one egg
a day. It's not like a dog giving birth to the litter of puppies. Like,
exactly, in one go. It's not. It's like she'll lay one egg, and then the fella is called Lazuli, the guy who Fiona's
so
called.
So he's named
Lazuli.
The bird.
He's named the birds, Lapis and Lazuli. And Lazuli comes in and gives Lapis some food and things like that. Now, there has been certain obstacles that the two have had to overcome. Like, for example, there was an attack one day.
This is Lapis the Blue Tit. And unfortunately today, her nest got attacked by a much bigger bird. Lapis hunkers down. There is no defending against this predator.
Sorry, Fionn's like a proper voiceover artist.
I know, he's incredible.
But I think for this, people have gotten so in on the story because it's just like a reality TV show.
Exactly.
It's like Big Brother.
So what Lapis has managed to do is lay 5 eggs. Now, luckily, the bigger bird couldn't get in to the actual nest, right?
Thank
so
God.
It was fine, right? So yeah. The eggs were grand. And what started to happen in the last couple of days, I think it was on Friday, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, something huge happened.
It's a special day in the blue tit's nest, as Lapis the blue tit hasn't even noticed that that egg has a crack in it. An egg is starting to hatch.
Oh my
it was
God.
So exciting, right? Because we've kind of been waiting like for this day.
It's like when Kourtney went and had her first kid on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Sure,
yeah,
I'm sure it is.
Something like that. Yeah.
So basically, when I saw this video, I saw like kind of maybe a week ago, I went back and I watched from the very, very start every single episode, which is uploaded daily, of Lapis and Lazuli creating a home, having eggs, and now looking after
the babas,
chicks.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. The chicks are like little chicken wings.
Yeah.
They are of no feathers. They are like raw chicken wings. They are just
little
red.
Chicks pre-feathers are kind of scary looking.
They're terrifying
aren't they?
Looking.
They're like those little weird things in The Little Mermaid. In order to see what they go.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. They're huge mouths, like ready for, and then obviously Lapis feeding the chicks will like put it down their throat.
And don't they regurgitate?
Yeah,
as well?
It's nuts.
Like, nature's it's, wild.
But yeah. To see it up so close is fascinating. And I know it's not something we usually do on the show, but I just had to talk about it. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So what we've decided to also do is get the guy who has created this page, Fionn B Wild Nature or Fionn O'Donoghue on Instagram. We've decided to get him on the show because I just need to talk to him about Lapis and Lazuli, who are the two biggest celebrities that I know.
Buzzing for him. What an exciting time for him as well with his Instagram popping off. He's on the show in a sec.
All right, I'm absolutely obsessed with tits. That's blue tits, by the way. These are birds.
For a second, you sounded like my Dave.
All right, so this guy on Instagram, Fionn B Wild Nature, all right, he started uploading videos because he put a camera in a bird box in his house, right? And he started filming a blue tit called Lapis, and he's called the husband Lazuli. And it's basically just a couple of videos, and it's a whole life. So the birds come in, they build a nest, she lays the eggs, now the eggs are starting to hatch. I'm absolutely obsessed and hooked with this because I'm a little bit obsessed with bird watching now at the moment. So we decided to get Fionn on the show.
We can't encourage you enough to go and follow this page if you like reality TV.
So
it's like another
good
version of that. Fionn is there. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, welcome to the show. Delighted to have you.
Oh, Fionn, it's absolutely fantastic to be able to talk to you. Tell me first about the Instagram. Your Instagram being Fionn B Wild Nature. It kind of has blown up, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, it has taken a life of its own, that Instagram page, to be honest. It's and the funny thing is, it really is just a story of a pair of blue tits in a box in a garden in Cavan. You know what I mean? That's simply it. And I'm not putting any bells and whistles on the story. I'm quite simply telling the story.
Yes.
So it's actually just completely blown up. So,
isn't
yeah
it just amazing? Like, for something so simple in today's world, but also to kind of showcase how people are just so interested in nature.
Yeah, well, I would think it tells me that there's an appetite out there for people wanting to connect nature, whether they know it or not. You know what I mean? It's we live in a world where it's very hard to connect with nature. We can be disconnected. Some people are disconnected through it their whole life.
Mm.
But, you know, being able to just be a bridge and then just get people to notice what's out there, you know, that's always been the aim.
I love that, Fionn. And what's your story? Obviously, you've been into this for a while, from a young age, was it?
Yeah. So back when I was younger, my primary school teacher actually put up a bird feeder outside the window and I was just hooked.
Mm.
But since then, I do a lot of wildlife filming. I actually have a second page. It has it's 30,000 followers. That
nice
was my big page.
Okay.
And this got this new one just left it behind, left it in its dust, which is kind of funny. But anytime I posted birds on the old page, and the old page I film like whales and all this sort of stuff, bluefin tuna, and then I'd post these little birds, and I think it just confused the algorithm, to be perfectly honest with
wow
you, and Instagram just wasn't happening. So I started a new page this year for it, and it's up at 500,000 followers
wow
now.
Absolutely nuts.
Let's give a Jew shout out now while we can to the OG page as
yes
well.
Fionn O'Donoghue
yeah
Videos is his OG page, and
okay
they can see fantastic whales and birds and squirrels.
Is
and
this
everything
all filmed in Ireland, Fionn? The whales and everything off the coast?
Yeah. And a huge advocate just for Irish wildlife. I think we have beautifully quaint wildlife,
mm,
and we don't know the half of it.
Very nice. Okay, Fiona, I have so many questions about the two biggest celebrities on Instagram right mm-hmm. now, which is Lapis and Lazuli. Lapis being yep. the blue tit who has just laid five eggs, and Lazuli kind of being the fella who kind of is feeding, you know, her and while she's giving.
So can I ask Fiona then, are they a couple? Is he the father?
Yeah, no, he's the father. He
so
would
the dad sticks around in the blue tit world. We love to hear it.
Absolutely, yeah. So they'll form pairs around early February, even earlier than that, and they'll kind of hang around with each other. The male will then go prospect loads of different nests, loads of different nest sites, and bring his partner, the female, to those sites to check out. She will then choose one by building some material in it, building a nest in it. And then once the nest is all built, lined, and then they'll do their deed and she'll start laying some eggs. And and then that's when the male comes back into it then mm-hmm. and starts, if he's a good male, he'll feed and bring loads of food as well, because she has to keep the chicks warm. A cold chick won't feed.
Okay.
So she needs to split her time between keeping those chicks warm and then feeding. So he is really a backbone in those early days
wow.
to bring in enough food.
Can I ask you, sorry, so one deed being done with the blue tits equates one egg?
I think so. Well,
wow.
I'm not 100% sure on that, but they do the deed throughout the egg laying process. I've seen it done, there'd be like two or three eggs laid and they'll be on the branch and, you know, they'll do their thing just sitting on a branch.
Now,
it's a very quick act.
I'd imagine so.
I'm sure Dave can relate.
Oh, she got in there quick, just like I do.
Yeah.
Right, Fionn, tell me this. Right, we saw earlier on into the videos being uploaded, like just as the eggs were getting laid, that another bird, a bigger bird, tried to get into the actual little box. But it was too big. Mm-hmm. But it couldn't get in.
Yeah.
Why haven't other smaller birds tried to get in? Like, why haven't other blue tits decided to move in?
Well, so when they would have. Earlier in the story, let's say a grey tit was trying to get in.
Okay.
But the male and the female would defend. Once a nest is chosen, they will defend the nest. But disputes do happen. You know, you can get fights in the nest box. You can get fights outside the nest box and all the rest. And let's say, for example, prior to the blue tits choosing the nest, there was four or five or two or three wrens sleeping in the nest that unfortunately just got kicked out. You know, and it is on the Instagram page. If you scroll down,
yes.
you'll see the wrens, and at one point the wren is coming in to have its sleep, and one of the blue tits just comes and takes a lump of feather at its tail.
God.
Which is, you know, there's no love in the world of nature.
Lapis,
like, it's
everything
for themselves.
Bad landlords.
Yeah, listen, yeah. Fionn, this is absolutely fascinating stuff for you listening. If you fancy just like getting into bed tonight, that's what I'll be doing, is going back to the beginning of the story
that's
and
exactly
following
what
the whole
I
way
do,
through. Enjoy it. Just mention the Instagram pages again.
It's Fionn Be Wild Nature, and you have kind of like a buy you a coffee type thing, don't you, Fionn?
I do, yeah, just to support, because I plan to grow this page with more nests next year. And thanks to the Buy Me a Coffee page, I actually just got a standalone little laptop to stream. So the nest is actually streaming live now. You can go in and watch it live.
Amazing.
This is just class. Good
Fionn,
on you.
Thank you so much.
Onwards and upwards, Fionn.
Perfect. Thanks so much for having me.
Have a great day, Fionn. Good luck.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We, over the last 10 minutes, have really changed this show.
I'd say there's parents going, woohoo!
They're not talking about sex.
It's safe.
Wow, amazing. Reason being is because we talked to a guy called Fionn about his tits, his blue tits. They are birds that he is filming in his house in Cavan. They're kind of like,
oh, it was fascinating.
In like a bird box, and he has a camera set up and he has a live stream. Now, I am curious, have you enjoyed the last 10 minutes of content?
Yeah, Dave's panicking now, going, was that really boring? I don't know, was that really boring?
Because I thought it was
so
fascinating. I thought it was so cool. But if you listening didn't find it interesting, I'm looking for a little bit of a straw poll here. Were you interested? Then just say no. If you were interested, send a bird emoji. And we will send you, if you wish, we will send you the link to the live stream where you can see the blue tits looking after the new chicks. It's really, really interesting.
Okay.
I feel like I shouldn't be selling it this
much. He's panicking. He's going to lose his job.
Yeah.
But I
did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yes. Blue bird emoji. No. Just say the word no. That's fine.
087 711 1038.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
Shauna straight in. Loved it. Nice change. And I even already gave a follow.
Class.
Oh, there you go.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
God, I had a fantastic night on Saturday. Met my friend Niall and then we were home and all by 8 p.m.
We're getting so old.
I know, but honestly, we met in the afternoon like in the sun and I was like, this could take a turn, you know, he's up in Dublin, he might want to do...
Up in Dublin.
He might want to do a big night, so I was kind of nervously waiting to see what his vibe would be, and he went, "Well, we head home and have a nice chat." And I was like,
"Oh, that would freak me out." No, like, what do you need to say? To
I needed a good chat with him. Do you know, we haven't had a catch up in
that
ages.
Sounds like he's gonna do like an intervention on you. Will we go home from the pub and have a chat?
I kind of could pick up from him that it wasn't like that. He was like, "We'll just head home and, you know, have a good little chin
gonna
wag
break up with you."
Yeah.
Can we have a sit down?
I might actually say that to Pippa just for if I ever get bored, just at random points, just go, we have a chat.
Should I meet you on Friday at 4 for a chat?
Oh, imagine that.
Oh, imagine. I'll meet you in Sandy Cove on Friday at 4 for a chat.
Meet me in this cafe for a chat. Yeah. And she'd either be like, right, I'm getting proposed to or broken up with.
In a cafe at 4 o'clock on a Friday. No, but what we did was we went home then and we had a classic Niall and Emma night. You know where this is going.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't. I don't know. Probably,
it was a YouTube marathon.
Yeah,
maybe.
I was about to say YouTube. Oh, you watched, yes. Hold on. Because the very first time I ever hung out with Niall and Emma was in Niall's house, I want to say about 8 years ago, maybe less. And Emma, for some reason, showed me the entirety of Oxygen on YouTube.
Ah, yeah. Oxygen 2011, Calvin Harris singing live. Great times. Wasn't there myself, but I've watched it all on YouTube several times.
She was like, watch this. And I just sat there and watched Oxygen that I wasn't at for an entire 2 hours.
Well, do you know what we did? We went down a Whitney Houston rabbit hole. Great play, great rabbit hole to go down. But then her performance of I Have Nothing, obviously we had to watch the Leona Lewis version followed by the Jessie J version and have like a proper discussion about each performance. There's only one Whitney Houston, obviously, but who covered it?
Niall's gay, by the way.
Yeah, in case you
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
I was talking earlier on about bird watching because I got real obsessed with that. I have a new obsession that happened on Sunday.
I need to actually get a specific foolscap notebook out for Dave's obsessions to keep up.
Honestly. So,
golf, fitness.
Jigsaws. Eating well.
Okay, before it was like girls, pubs.
It's still pubs.
Yeah.
And now it's just one girl.
Of course. You're such a grown man.
The love of my life. Thank you. But the love of my life did bring me rock climbing yesterday.
Yeah.
We were meant to do this on my birthday, but I had to work, so we had to cancel it. So we went yesterday instead. We went out to Explorium.
Mm.
By the way, I woke up yesterday with an incredibly sore neck. One thing you don't want to do when you have an incredibly sore neck
is rock climbing.
Mm. But my God, I had a good time. I don't know if you've been to Explorium, but
where is it?
It's out in Sandyford, but there's this. Okay. It's like this kind of sciencey place where you can go and do a load of experiments or go and look at things. And you've seen it on TikTok, right?
My niece was there with my brother-in-law recently. Yeah, it's class.
It looks so cool. Really and but cool. Like we couldn't go in there because we'd only booked for the rock climb. Do you know what I mean?
So you can go back.
I know, and I think they do adult nights, which is pretty cool. So I kind of want to go and try that out. So Explorium, if you're listening, please get on to me. Let us know when you're doing an adult night because that sounds like good crack. But we went, and so it was like called Conquer Your Fears. And so they go in, you go in and you kind of try out different walls or whatever to try and get used to it or whatever. They have you climb up a rope first. Lads, at the end of the session, I had a 12 strain on my whoop, which is usually when I come out of the gym, my strain is probably like a 13. This was a 12.
It was almost at that level such a workout.
It was so fun because in Explorium, it's not just like, oh, climb up the wall and then, you know, whatever. They have different things. So you climb up a wall and then jump off, or you climb up this really, really tall ladder and you can like hang on to like a bag. See if you can grab onto the bag and hang on.
Okay, so it's testing your strength your upper body strength.
It's all about upper body strength. Yeah. But also it's about kind of like, as it said, facing your fears, jumping off platforms that are quite high up. Like they're, I don't know, I don't want to even guess how high up they are.
Oh, I saw the videos. They do look pretty high.
Like, they're pretty high.
For me personally, it would be, I think, from looking at your videos, like a really good thing. And something I do on my own someday, I wouldn't bring anyone. I'm so scared of heights.
Really?
Since I'm after getting older, like I can't cope.
Are you afraid of heights? Interesting.
Not like on a plane. Okay. That doesn't bother me. But as in, if the world looks so tiny underneath me, it doesn't bother me. But if I'm like if I can, I don't know, just the idea of falling, the idea of tripping, the idea of like walking across, what do we call it?
A trapeze,
anything like that. Walking across a wall, I just think, this is it, I'm going to fall to my death. And even to the point where I used to find it great crack, like jumping off, like, say a shallow, I don't know, a small rock into the sea. Can't, yeah. All that's gone.
Wow.
And I used to be really fun, but I can't physically let myself jump.
That's crazy.
So I make myself, like, I remember this couple of summers ago, I was getting the girls, I was like, let's go for a swim, and they all jumped in, and I was like, there's something will just stop me from jumping.
Wow.
And it's it controls me. So I'd love to go and do that and see, like, can you step up,
especially
like,
knowing you're safe because you're attached
exactly,
to a harness
exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think it would be good for me to do.
Yeah, you should. Mm. And like, what they do is when you're climbing up the walls, they tell you to just go halfway. Mm. Right, for the first time you're doing it, and then to hang back. Mm. And so then just allow yourself to fall, because you fall so mm-hmm. slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's honestly, I'd imagine it's really good. Pippa was able to do it, and Pippa is kind of afraid of that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
But she was able to do it, no bother.
Well, I'd love to give it a lash, but it's one of those things that I was just thinking when I saw your video. This is a good way for me to try and combat that fear.
Well, there you go. Let's go together. I'll bring it. Let's go to
the
it'd exploring.
Be too embarrassing. You'd be annoyed at me. You'd be like, just go. And I'd be like, I can't.
I would be like, for God's sake, yeah. Go.
You just get too annoyed at me, and then you'd push me and I wouldn't talk
I
to
would.
You.
I would, yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, maybe yeah. I shouldn't go with you. But there was one thing, right, that they did. It's like this giant slide, okay? But you can't go up to the top of it and flow down. You have to be brought up to the top of it using a bar. So what you do is you grab onto the bar and you just lie back, and it drags you up the slide. And then you just, when you get to the top, you let go and you cross your arms and you slide down, right?
That's so cool.
It's terrifying.
I'd imagine.
And also kind of sore, a little bit sore, because you're a little bit far away from the wall.
You need to fall down onto the slide
You're kind of, yeah, it kind of like that. But as you fall, you're a little bit like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then the slide will catch you and it'll bring you down. But you're a little bit out.
Falling like, yeah.
Yeah. But the hardest thing in the world is literally you have to hold up your entire weight while the thing brings you up. It's so difficult.
I would literally be at the base of the slide and be like, I'm done, little slide down to the bottom.
It is the toughest thing in the world.
It's that idea of free falling that freaks people out. And again, me 10 years ago, I'd be like, I'd love to do a skydive.
I thought that'd be the tough part.
I'd love to do a bungee jump. And now in my head, I'm like, there is no way in hell I'd be able, I'd be up the plane and they'd be like, paid a grand for this, jump. And I'd be like, nah, let me back down, I can't do it.
See,
would
I
you
were,
do it?
It was great crack, but like,
would you do a skydive?
I think I would, yeah, not on my own. But like with someone, do you know what I mean?
Get the boss behind you to press, exactly. pull the lever.
My dad did one, but it was a weird one because it was like the parachute was connected to the plane, so he's just jumped out, and then when he gets to a certain height, the parachute will fall out of the plane, and it'll open up. Do you know what I mean? That's how he did it back in the day.
My brother paid for one in Ireland. Like, you can do it somewhere in the Midlands. And he went off one day and just skydived and drove home. We were like, what did you do today? And he was like, I just did a skydive.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Where? Did you go to Australia?
I want to do that, and I want to do a hot air balloon. I think that'd be cool.
I'd love to do a hot air balloon.
Would you do a hot air balloon with your Friday Heights?
Maybe not anymore. I haven't thought about it these days. If you were on the internet at any stage yesterday, this morning, chances are you are aware of the story. How I thought that is because both David Hammond and I separately, without realising, sent this story into our kind of shared group for bits about the show.
We'll add you if you want.
Yeah. Come on in. See what we're going to talk about tomorrow. No, this is a story about RIP.ie, and we're trying to obviously handle the story as respectfully as possible, so we won't be sharing names or anything like that. But RIP.ie, you know the crack behind what it is. It's a very popular Irish website. It's where you find death notices, and it's where people leave condolences. And I think, like, in a lot of cases, families take huge, get a lot of peace from condolences. Yeah. Like, loads of people reaching out and talking nicely about the person who passed away. It's really nice for the family and all that.
I didn't realise you could leave comments.
Yeah, the condolences are quite big. A friend of mine passed like way back earlier in the year, and like I found myself for days on the condolences list because it's just
really
so nice to read about like the different experiences people had with that person.
Okay.
Anyway, so someone passed away in the country over the last few days, and a comment that was left on the condolences page has gone utterly viral. And honestly, this guy's name isn't Bill, but for the purpose of this, we're going to call him Bill. I respect Bill because Bill is a man who, by right, you should shoot your shot every now and again. What happened was, he wrote underneath and directed the comment to the deceased lady's daughter, saying, "You were my girlfriend years ago at school."
Oh my God, terrible start. Terrible
and
start.
"And we met at a nightclub in town. I often thought about you after that time to see how you got on, but we'd no mobile phones. This was in the late 80s or early 90s, and we were too young to settle down. but I'd like to get in contact with you again.
Oh my God.
And he leaves his legitimate phone number. I have to say respect. Like, in a way, this guy is clearly a little bit older. He lives somewhere in the country. Maybe it's very hard to meet people. And, you know, it's a very Irish thing to go, did you hear X, Y, or Z passed?
Yes.
And then you kind of fall into conversation and reminiscing about that family or, you know what I mean? And yes. this person, this daughter, is obviously back on his mind. Now, Twitter was having a meltdown about this yesterday, and I saw someone checked the number that he'd listed, and it is a legitimate number because it appears as a contact on WhatsApp, right? For Bill, right?
A little part of me was thinking it was kind of a joke.
Yeah, no, I think this is really legit and kind of potentially heartwarming depending on how you look at it. But the internet, as I say, obsessed. Someone commenting RIP the new Tinder, others saying there's a rom-com in this, and my favourite comment of all was, very reasonable post, I think. But I did get me thinking about places where maybe you just shouldn't shoot your shot, but in today's world and the online dating world, why not in any case? On a LinkedIn redundancy post.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after my time at the company.
We used to work together the first time we got made redundant.
Yeah. Like jumping into the DMs on LinkedIn. Can you even go into DMs on LinkedIn?
You can, yeah.
Sorry to hear about this. How have you been? Catch up. Maybe not the right time. Under a GoFundMe for someone's surgery. Shame about the knee, but you're looking great otherwise.
Would love to get back in contact.
Yeah, would. And do you have a nice pot there? The nice pot going for you there, isn't there? And this actually happened to me once. I was not hit on, but someone tried to talk to me, and I was like, again, they definitely probably weren't hitting on.
They started
chatting to me, and I was like, it was an attractive boy, but it just wasn't the right time. It wasn't in a good place. It was in a counsellor's waiting room.
Nice.
In Athlone.
Oh my God.
And the worst part was, he obviously had the same appointment with another counsellor because the next week he was there again.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh man, no.
Oh
stop,
God, that's awful.
I can't. I'm literally already like on the verge of crying my eyes out. I can't do this right now. I remember thinking for ages, maybe he was the one for me. Like
no,
for years.
No, in a council office, no, you're good.
Yeah, just that's somewhere where it's like, just don't speak to me at all, actually. Read the magazine.
I see someone come in and I'm like, I won't look at you because I don't want to know if you're in therapy. You don't need to know if I'm in therapy.
None of my business. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's
not my name. What?
Okay, here we go. This is the game that with no hints or clues, we try to guess your name. You've been sending voice notes into the station on 087 711 1038. The only person in the room who has heard them to veto them to make sure you're not just here to rob a load of cinema passes, not that you ever would, is producer Callum.
Very accusatory and then took it back.
I know.
In case we're here to rob them. And they're like, but like, you would never do.
Of course you wouldn't. Of course not.
But don't you dare try. But we know you wouldn't.
What's going to happen here is you listening are going to hear the voice notes as we play them out, but we in studio will not. So headphones off in the room and let's kick off
headphones
another round
off.
Of That's Not My Name.
My name is Sean.
I want to speak to you, son.
God, you mixed it up there a little bit, didn't you? How are you, player one?
How things?
Good,
how are
good.
We?
Let's kick this off. Player one, is your name David?
That's not my name.
Okay.
I really got David vibes from you.
Yeah, player one, is your name? I always go with the same one, and I'm just not going to go with it this time.
Oh.
And it's going to end up being it, I know. Is your name Colm?
That's not my name.
All right.
I'm the same. I'm between two, Will or Thomas. And I'm going to go with, is your name Thomas?
That's not my name.
Ah, player one, reveal yourself. What's your name?
All or anything, no.
My name is Sean.
Sean, my brother's
really
name.
Strong.
Should have guessed that.
Well done, or not well done, Sean. Well done you. We suck. Yeah. Bye, Sean.
Sorry, Sean.
Commiseration.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, we play on. Voice note number two. Headphones off in the room again.
Headphones off.
My name is Connor.
Player two, who are you?
How are you, player two?
I'm good.
All right, Dave, off you go. Come
on. All right, player one, is your name Matt?
That's not my name.
No one's called Matt. That was a stupid guess. Sorry.
Well, actually, interesting you say M because I just had it in my head. Player two, is your name Michael?
That's not my name.
Oh, lads, you get so excited. And I don't know why we get so excited. You're so sure of yourself.
Okay, here we go. Player two. This is it. Our last chance. Is your name Ben?
That's not my name.
Ah, damn it.
I bet your name is David, isn't it?
No, my name is Connor.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to guess Connor too.
Neither
so
was I.
Don't feel that bad.
Neither was
okay.
I. Connor, thank you so much. Thank you for playing. Have a fantastic day.
Another week is going to roll over in this blooming game. We have 20 IMC
cinema passes.
Maybe
the boss is right. Maybe this game sucks.
Okay, headphones off again.
Headphones off.
My name is there.
Player three, speak to me.
How are you, player three?
All good.
Good. Okay, player three. Is your name Sarah?
It is.
No, for God's sake. No. No, no, no.
No, you're taking the mic. Is your name actually Sarah?
It is, yes.
Yes! I am unstoppable.
Oh, my God. Every time.
I'm the undefeated champion.
This is not fair.
Oh, that's not my name.
My name is Sarah.
Wow. Oh. Sarah, congratulations. You have won yourself 18 IMC Cinema Passes.
I am unbeatable.
We are changing the rules of this game, right? The rule is now, this is That's Not My Name. This is where Emma guesses your name. That's now the rules
I
of the game.
I feel like Tyson Fury. I just watched The Furies. I am unstoppable.
Oh my God.
I am undefeated. I am the champion.
Sarah, are you buzzing?
I'm buzzing, yeah.
Sarah doesn't care as much as I do.
Yeah, in fairness, this is for us. This isn't for anyone else. I cannot believe another one has come and gone. How am I so bad at this? I don't understand. And how are you so good at it?
I have no idea, but don't ask any questions. I'm class.
Sarah, congratulations. 89 season over passes. I bet you weren't expecting that.
No, definitely wasn't.
I have the black belt in this game, Lance.
You really do.
Sarah, have a lovely day.
Good luck, Sarah.
Thanks a million.
Bye.
Bye. Like, I feel like ringing my teachers in school being like,
I am good at something.
I found something I'm really good at.
I'm like, do you know what? The boss is right. Let's get rid of this game because I'm not good at it. So let's pack it in.
Okay, here's Bruno Mars. On it, on
it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.